Hello and welcome to this session titled Deploying and Upgrading to System Center Configuration Manager, Part 2. My name is Aaron Clutter. This session is the second in a two-part series that covers the process of deploying and upgrading to Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 Beta, which will be referred to as SCCM. SCCM client software can be installed on desktop and laptop computers, which are typically thought of as client computers. In addition, you can install SCCM client software on server computers and manage them as clients of SCCM. While servers often have specific operational requirements, for example, the times you're allowed to reboot server computers might be more limited than desktop computers, SCCM makes no functional distinction between server or client computers. SCCM also supports installing the client components on mobile devices, such as devices running Windows Mobile or Windows CE. Mobile device clients support many but not all of the features supported by standard clients. For example, you can deploy software to client cell phones, but you cannot use remote control to provide troubleshooting assistance to the cell phone user. Microsoft supports running an embedded version of Windows on devices that are not traditional desktop, laptop, or server computers. For example, Windows XP Embedded can be installed on automated teller machines or medical devices. SCCM components can be installed by the manufacturer on these devices along with the embedded operating system. Devices support many but not all of the features supported by standard clients. There have been some changes made to client deployment methodology as opposed to Systems Management Server 2003 client deployment. We'll discuss the changes that have been made. Then we will explore three deployment methods in detail: System Update Point Client Deployment, Group Policy Client Deployment, and Client Push Installation. Along with determining the appropriate client deployment method for your organization, there are some other considerations that will make the process easier. These considerations include the use of native mode in SCCM. Native mode provides greater security in your SCCM deployment, but requires a little more planning in order to correctly implement the mode. SCCM client deployment provides an easy deployment through reports that give client installation status on failures and successes. In order to use the reporting capabilities, the fallback status point needs to be configured. As we go through today's session, you'll hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To assist you, we have listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. SCCM stores data on Microsoft SQL Server 2005, so at least a general knowledge of how data is stored on the database server will be helpful. SCCM is the next version of Systems Management Server 2003. The session will cover how to deploy SCCM and how to upgrade from SMS 2003. Because we will cover the changes from SMS 2003 to SCCM 2007, a knowledge of SMS 2003 will help you recognize the differences and how they will affect your deployment. We'll begin this session by looking at client requirements to support the SCCM client software. We'll examine client deployment changes since SMS 2003. We'll also cover new and improved client deployment methods. SCCM native mode provides greater security, but PKI and certificates considerations need to be addressed. We'll look at the necessary requirements and steps you can take to ensure the correct infrastructure is in place. This section will also discuss some reporting features and how the use of fallback status point assists in reporting. There are several client requirements that must be met for deployment or upgrade to SCCM. 80 megabytes of free disk space is the minimum requirement for the SCCM client. However, 330 megabytes or more is recommended to support the default cache size of 250 megabytes. Also, the amount of disk space required during installation or upgrade of the Configuration Manager client can be as high as 100 megabytes. The minimum memory requirement is 128 megabytes minimum. 256 megabytes or more is recommended, and 384 megabytes is required if you're using the operating system deployment. A processor speed of 233 MHz is the minimum for an SCCM client. The recommendation is to have a processor in the Intel Pentium or Celeron family, or another compatible processor with a 300 MHz processor speed. The SCCM client is supported on Windows XP with Service Pack 2 and Windows Vista, except for Windows Vista Home and Windows Vista Home Premium Editions. Server operating systems that are supported are Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1 or later, Windows Server 2003 R2, and Windows Server 2008. The Configuration Manager client is not supported on any operating system prior to Windows 2000 Service Pack 4. Configuration Manager 2007 does not support a specific client for embedded platforms within a Configuration Manager 2007 hierarchy, other than an SMS 2003 embedded client assigned to a child SMS 2003 primary site. The device client requires 0.4 megabytes of memory to install and supports devices running Windows Mobile for Pocket PC, Windows Mobile 2003, Windows Mobile 2003 for Pocket PC, and Windows Mobile 5.0 for Pocket PC operating systems. At this time, support for Windows CE and Windows Mobile 6.0 devices is not available in Configuration Manager 2007. Some Configuration Manager 2007 client features, such as operating system deployment, are also not supported for the device client. The Software Updates Client Agent in SCCM is enabled by default, and client agent components are installed on client computers with the other SCCM client components. The Software Updates Client Agent handles compliance assessment scan requests, software update evaluation requests, deployment policies for the client, and content download requests. The properties contain several site-wide client agent settings. Before software updates can be deployed, other components and settings need to be configured. The Software Updates Client Agent settings are configured in the Software Updates Client Agent Properties dialog box, which is accessed from the Client Agent's Configuration Manager Console Tree node. From there, you can configure general settings, update installation settings, and deployment reevaluation settings. The Enable Software Updates on Client settings specifies whether to enable the Software Updates Client Agent, and the Scan Schedule specifies how often the Client Agent initiates compliance assessment scans on client computers. Disabling the Software Updates Client Agent puts the Client Agent components on client computers into a dormant state, but does not remove the components. Re-enabling the Software Updates Client Agent will initiate a policy to request that the components on the client be enabled. The Software Updates Client Agent is configured on a site-by-site basis. Disabling the Client Agent on a site affects only the client computers assigned to that site and prevents compliance assessment scanning and deployments from being received on client computers. The Enforce All Mandatory Deployments setting specifies whether to enforce all mandatory software update deployments that have deadlines within a specified period of time. When a deadline is reached for a mandatory software update deployment, installation is initiated on clients for the updates defined in the deployment. This setting determines whether to also initiate the installation for software updates defined in other mandatory deployments that have a configured deadline within the specified period of time. The Deployment Reevaluation setting specifies how often the Software Updates Client Agent reevaluates software updates for installation status. When software updates that have been previously installed are no longer found on client computers and are still required, they are reinstalled. SMS 2003 client deployment methods had some disadvantages. Some issues with SMS 2003 client push deployment made deployment more complicated. These included firewall issues on Windows Vista and Windows XP with SP2, and the need for a pre-provisioned administrator account. Client deployment functionality in SMS 2003 is also spread over multiple binaries, and the client install is not bandwidth aware. Also, there isn't any visibility into the progress of the client itself. With SCCM, a single client binary is used, CCM setup. This is used to install, uninstall, upgrade, and repair, and will check for prerequisites. Bits download of binaries with SCCM makes the deployment more bandwidth sensitive. Also, client deployment with SCCM is site mode aware. New client deployment reports with SCCM give step-by-step status per client, as well as client installation successes and failures, and client assignment successes and failures. SCCM provides several options for installing the client software. The software update point in SCCM is a required component of software updates and is installed as a site system role in the Configuration Manager console. Software update point, or SUP, client installation, installs the client software on any computer that already has the client software installed. Only computers that can communicate with the software point can use this method. When using this method, you must not configure Configuration Manager Client to run with the auto approval for install when using a software update point-based client installation. SUP client deployment will allow the SCCM client to be installed as a mandatory update on any machine that doesn't have the SCCM client. Using this method will allow the SCCM client to be installed with the Windows Server Update Services 3.0 agent. There aren't any firewall issues with the SUP client deployment method. In addition, it handles low rights users with no administrator account requirements. The administrator will opt in to an SUP client deployment. SCCM will auto-publish SCCM client detection rules and the client bootstrapper into the WSUS catalog. WSUS will host the content, the bootstrapper, and publishing is only performed at the central site. The WSUS catalog and content is synced across SCCM sites. Manual publishing is possible on demand as well. Reports can be used to track the progress of client deployment and assignment. Another client deployment method allows you to distribute the SCCM client software using Active Directory Group Policy. You can publish or assign the client installation program to computers based on their organizational unit location in Active Directory. The ccmsetup.msi can be used to distribute the SCCM client software. Because of the limitations with customizing this installation method, group policy installations should be used for targeting small groups of computers. The client push installation method is designed to push client software to discovered computers or resources. Client push installation with SCCM has been improved to address the firewall and administrator restrictions with push deployment in SMS 2003. You can enable client push installation to run automatically until you turn it off, or you can initiate a client push installation by targeting a specific collection or resource within a collection using the client push installation wizard. This method will only work if there is an existing discovery data record, or DDR, for the SCCM client. The demonstrations in this session will all use the same demonstration environment. Our demonstration environment includes two servers running Windows Server 2003 R2 SP2, a domain controller, and an SMS server. We also have one workstation running Windows Vista. All three computers are connected to the internal network. You want to determine which deployment method you want to use in your SCCM environment. This demonstration will look at steps needed to successfully deploy Configuration Manager clients. While there are many improvements in the new Configuration Manager console, if you're familiar with SMS 2003, you'll find some similarities in how the console is structured. After the upgrade, or generally after the new server installation, you'll need to perform a set of post-installation configuration tasks. A Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 site usually requires a management point and clients, and might require additional site system roles, such as fallback status points, reporting points, and server locator points. If you're using Configuration Manager 2007 native mode, you must also deploy certificates for native mode authentication. Some client agents are configured by default, but you might want to configure additional client agents or modify the default client configurations. Some features of Configuration Manager 2007, such as software updates, require extensive preparation prior to configuring the options in Configuration Manager 2007 console, while other features, such as software metering, are ready to use with no additional preparation. You must have a management point to transfer information between Configuration Manager 2007 clients and Configuration Manager 2007 servers. Without a management point, you cannot manage any clients. Again, the management point is the primary point of contact between Configuration Manager clients and the site server. Management points can provide clients with installation prerequisites, client installation files, configuration details, advertisements, and distribution point locations. Additionally, management points receive inventory data, software metering information, and status and state messages from clients. A Configuration Manager 2007 site can have only one default management point that intranet-based clients will use to communicate with the site server. When clients are managed on the internet, they do not locate a default management point, but connect directly to a specified management point that is configured to accept connections over the internet. The System Health Validator Point server role system must be installed in sites where you have a Windows Network Policy Server installed and configured with policies for network access protection to enforce compliance with software updates. The Server Locator Point stores site information and locates management points for Configuration Manager clients. The primary purpose of the Server Locator Point is to support client deployment. Only one server locator point is required for a Configuration Manager site hierarchy, and this site role is typically installed on the central site server. The server locator point performs two functions. First, it provides client site assignment information when this information is not available in Active Directory domain services, and second, it locates a management point for clients if this information is not available in Active Directory domain services, DNS, or WINS. The State Migration Point, or SMP, is a Configuration Manager 2007 site role that provides a secure location to store user state information before an operating system deployment. You can store the user state on the SMP while the operating system deployment proceeds, and then restore the user state to the new computer from the SMP. Each SMP site server can only be a member of one Configuration Manager 2007 site. The PXE Service Point server role system must be installed to initiate the operating system deployment process for PXE deployments. The PXE Service Point must be configured to respond to PXE boot requests made by Configuration Manager 2007 clients on the network and then interact with Configuration Manager 2007 infrastructure to determine the appropriate deployment actions to take. The PXE Service Point role should not be assigned to a computer in a secondary site. A reporting point is a site server that hosts the site's reporting website. A reporting point obtains report information from its Configuration Manager 2007 site database server. Before you can begin using reports in Configuration Manager, you must enable one or more of your site systems as a reporting point. The Software Update Point site system role is created on a server that has Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS, 3.0 installed. The Software Update Point is required before software updates can be synchronized, assessed for compliance on clients, and deployed. There can be multiple site system servers with the Software Update Point site system role, but only one site system server can be configured as the active Software Update Point. When the site is in native mode, an additional active internet-based software update point can be assigned to a remote site system server that allows communication from only internet-based client computers. A fallback status point is an optional site system role that receives state messages from Configuration Manager 2007 client computers. State messages are primarily sent to a fallback status point when a client installation or site assignment failure has occurred, but are also sent when the client initially installs, or assigns to the Configuration Manager 2007 site. The fallback status point also receives state messages from clients when they fail to communicate with their assigned management point. State messages received by the fallback status point are forwarded to the site server and can be reviewed by running client deployment success and failure reports from the Configuration Manager reporting point configured for the site. The fallback status point site system role can be assigned to multiple site systems within a Configuration Manager 2007 site. However, client computers will only send state messages to their assigned fallback status point. For the sake of time, we'll add just the required server role, the management point server role. Since the site requires one management point designated as the default, we're provided with the option to set this server as that default. Because we want to start using this server as soon as possible, we'll allow devices to use this management point. The new site role wizard will now complete the configuration of the server as the default management point for the Seattle site. The next configuration task is to determine if you need a server locator point. Server locator points are used in a Configuration Manager 2007 hierarchy to complete client site assignment on the intranet and help clients find management points when they cannot find that information through Active Directory Domain Services. Intranet clients use Active Directory Domain Services as their preferred method to complete site assignment and find management points. However, clients must use a server locator point if the Active Directory schema is not extended for Configuration Manager 2007, if the site is not published to Active Directory Domain Services, or if clients do not belong to the same Active Directory forest as the site's server's forest. Since we've already extended the Active Directory schema prior to installation, we can skip this step. The fallback status point is an optional but recommended site system role that helps you manage clients and identify any client-related problems. Deploy the fallback status point before you deploy your client so that you can assign the fallback status points to clients as soon as they're installed. A reporting point is an optional but recommended site server role that hosts files used by Configuration Manager 2007 so that you can see information in reports about the clients that you're managing. A reporting point is a site server role in Configuration Manager 2007 that hosts the files used by Configuration Manager to display database information in Report Viewer. Reporting points communicate only with the local site database. Thus, you implement reporting points only in primary sites, not secondary sites. Large organizations with numerous report users should consider planning for multiple reporting points. With multiple reporting points, you can provide different reporting point access URLs to different sets of users for accessing reports. The fallback status point in Configuration Manager 2007 is a site system role that is used to help administrators monitor client deployment and identify any problems encountered during installation or assignment. It is also used to help identify clients that are unmanaged because they have problems communicating with their management point, which is particularly relevant when the site is operating in native mode. The fallback status point receives state messages from Configuration Manager 2007 client computers and then relays these back to the site. The state message system allows client computers to send short messages to the fallback status point or to the management point that indicates changes of state, for instance, success or failure. These changes of state are then made available to the administrator through a number of Configuration Manager 2007 reports. The new Site Role Wizard will now complete the installation of these site roles on the local SCCM server. The next task is to install the Configuration Manager client throughout the network. You must carefully plan how you will deploy Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 client software to computers. You can use any of several deployment methods, including software update point-based installation, client push installation, manual installation, group policy installation, logon script installation, or imaging. If you are upgrading from Systems Management Server 2003, you can also deploy the new Configuration Manager client to the SMS 2003 clients using software distribution. All of the client methods have different dependencies, requirements, and security concerns. Choose the client installation method that best fits your environment and business requirements. If you have a software updates infrastructure already established in your organization, you can use it to manage the client software. This will allow you to automatically install client software on new computers if WSUS is configured correctly without SCCM requiring the computers to be discovered. If the Active Directory schema has been extended, computers can read installation properties published to Active Directory. In addition, using this method, if the user uninstalls the software from their computer, WSUS will automatically reinstall it in the next refresh. The client push installation can be used to push a single computer, a collection, or the results from a query. However, this method requires that the target computers are discovered by Configuration Manager first. The disadvantage of this method is that it can cause a large amount of network traffic when pushing to a large collection of computers. On the General tab of the Configuration Manager 2007 Client Push Installation Properties dialog box, you can enable Client Push Installation and specify the types of systems on which the Configuration Manager 2007 client software can be installed. You can use this method selectively for servers, workstations, and/or domain controllers. The Accounts tab allows you to specify a list of Windows user accounts that can be used to install the Configuration Manager 2007 client on computers in your site. To successfully install the Configuration Manager 2007 client, the Windows user account used must have administrative rights on the destination computer. If the install fails with all accounts in the list, then the installation will be attempted using the computer account from the Configuration Manager 2007 site server. Use the Client tab to specify additional properties to configure during Client Push installation. When Client Push installation is enabled on a Configuration Manager 2007 site, certain installation properties will be automatically applied to the computers. These include the management point to which the client should assign and the fallback status point if this has been configured for the site. The information listed in the Installation Properties field specifies additional installation properties to apply to the Configuration Manager 2007 client installation. You can specify any properties that modify the behavior of the client.msi installation package. To enter multiple installation properties, separate them with spaces. Client installation properties specified in this tab are published to Active Directory if the schema is extended for Configuration Manager 2007 and read by client installations where CCM setup is run with no installation properties. Client agents are System Center Configuration Manager 2007 components that run on top of the base client components. If you install only the Configuration Manager client without enabling any client agents, Configuration Manager 2007 cannot manage the client. Every client agent that you enable lets you use a different feature of Configuration Manager 2007. Here, you can configure the client agents to suit your environment. The Hardware Inventory Client Agent enables and configures the agent that collects a wide variety of information about the client computer. Information about the computer hardware is most commonly collected, but you can inventory any information stored in the Windows Management Instrumentation repository of the computer, such as registry keys. You can configure how often the client computer checks its inventory and sends the information to the site. Similarly, the Software Inventory Client Agent enables and configures which files Configuration Manager inventories and collects. Copies of collected files are stored in the Configuration Manager database. The Advertised Programs Client Agent enables and configures the Software Distribution feature. The Computer Client Agent configures how often client computers retrieve the policy that gives them the rest of their configuration settings. For example, after you configure the other client agent settings, Configuration Manager puts those settings into policy and sends them to the management point, and the client computers pull for them on the schedule that you configure. This agent also controls settings that are shared by several Configuration Manager features, such as how often users are prompted with reminders and what customized organization names users see with the reminders. Desired configuration enables the client agent that evaluates whether computers are in compliance with configuration baselines that are assigned to them. You can also configure the default compliance evaluation schedule for assigned configuration baselines. The Mobile Device Client Agent configures all properties specific to mobile device clients. Mobile device clients have settings for software distribution, software inventory, hardware inventory, and file collection. This agent also controls the polling interval used by mobile device clients. The Remote Tools Agent enables Configuration Manager remote control and configures Configuration Manager integration with remote assistance. The NAP client enables Configuration Manager Network Access Protection, which allows you to configure how client computers are evaluated for compliance with software updates. If client computers are not in compliance with the configured policies, for example, if they do not have specified software updates, a network policy server on Windows Server 2008 can prevent the client computers from accessing network resources until they complete remediation measures. As a warning, configuring this client agent without proper planning and deployment can prevent your client computers from accessing the network. Software metering enables the agent that monitors which software is run and how often, and configures how often software metering data is collected. And the software update client enables the agent that scans for and installs software updates on client computers. This agent allows you to configure how often clients are re-evaluated for software updates that were previously installed. Before you can use the software update feature, you must also install Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS, and configure a software update point. The Configuration Manager 2007 Network Discovery method searches for network resources by pulling your network for any IP addressable resources. This means you can discover not only computers, but also printers, routers, bridges, and so on. By default, only the subnet and local domain on which your site server resides is searched, but you can discover other subnets and domains throughout your enterprise network using DHCP, SNMP, or other mechanisms. In addition to topology and potential clients, network discovery can also determine the computer's operating system name and version using SNMP, DHCP, Windows Browser, and Windows Networking Calls. This is the most resource-intensive method of network discovery. You must have modify permission on the site security object or instance to configure the network discovery method. On the Subnets tab, the Search Local Subnets checkbox will run discovery on those local subnets. This option is normally selected by default. If you want to run discovery on subnets in addition to or instead of your local subnets, click the New icon. In the new Subnet Assignment dialog box, enter the subnet and mask information and ensure that the Enable Subnet Search checkbox is selected. On the Domains tab, you can select the Search Local Domain checkbox if you want to run discovery on the local domain. This option is normally selected by default. On the DHCP tab, specify any DHCP servers to use to discover DHCP clients if desired. You can use the site server's DHCP server for discovery if one is installed. To add a new DHCP server to the list, click the New icon and in the New DHCP Server dialog box, type the IP address or resolvable name of the DHCP server and then click OK. If the server that is running network discovery is using a static IP address instead of leasing one from a DHCP server, network discovery will not communicate with any DHCP servers unless you specify them on the DHCP tab of the Network Discovery Properties dialog box. Generally, network discovery generates a large amount of network traffic. You should take this fact into consideration when scheduling the discovery. If multiple schedules are displayed on the Schedule tab at the same time, all schedules will result in a run of network discovery as it is configured at the time indicated in the schedule. This is also true for recurring schedules. Once the domain clients, servers, and domain controllers are discovered, we can view the computers within their respective SCCM collections. Once the target computer appears in a collection, we can initiate a client push installation. On the Installation Options page, specify the client installation options that should be used for installing the Configuration Manager 2007 client to a domain controller, clients assigned to this site, sub-collections, or if the software should always be installed by selecting the appropriate options. The default is Include only clients in this site's boundaries. To complete the client push installation wizard, click Next, review the installation settings, and then click Finish to close the wizard. Note that we are including domain controllers in this client push installation as configured earlier. You can use Windows Group Policy to provision computers in your enterprise with Configuration Manager 2007 client installation properties. These properties are stored in the registry of the computer and read when the client software is installed. This procedure would not normally be required for Configuration Manager 2007. However, this might be required for some client installation scenarios, such as if you're using the group policy or software update point client installation methods and you have not extended the Active Directory schema for Configuration Manager 2007. You might also want to use GPOs to override client installation properties on specific computers. You can use Active Directory Group Policy to publish or assign the Configuration Manager 2007 client to computers in your enterprise. When you assign the Configuration Manager 2007 client to computers using Group Policy, it will be installed when the computer first starts. When you publish the Configuration Manager 2007 client to computers using Group Policy, it will be displayed in the Control Panel Add Remove Programs dialog box of the computer, where it can be installed. A Group Policy administrative template named config-mgr2007installation.adm is supplied on the Configuration Manager 2007 installation media, which can be used to provision client computers with installation properties. We'll need to set the properties for the imported administrative template. The policies used for group policy installation of the SCCM client are in the Configuration Manager 2007 container. In the CCM Setup field, enter the required CCM Setup command line properties. We're specifying that the client should get the installation files from the SEA-SMS-01 management point. Client computers will automatically search Active Directory for installation properties if the Active Directory schema is extended for Configuration Manager 2007 and Publish the Site in Active Directory Domain Services is selected in the Advanced tab of the Site Properties dialog box. Software Update point-based client installation allows you to publish the Configuration Manager 2007 client software as a software update to a software update point. This method of client installation can be used to install the Configuration Manager 2007 client on computers that do not already have the client installed, or to upgrade existing Configuration Manager 2007 clients. If a computer is an existing Configuration Manager 2007 client, its machine policy provides the software update point server name from which to receive software updates. If a computer contains no Configuration Manager 2007 client, you must configure and assign a group policy object to specify the software update point server name from which the computer will receive software updates. Also, if you are currently using Active Directory Group Policy to specify the location of a WSUS server, this might override the local policy settings received by the Configuration Manager 2007 client. Unlike some other installation methods, such as manual or group policy-based installation, it is not possible to add command line properties to a software update point-based client installation. If you've extended the Active Directory schema for Configuration Manager 2007, client computers will automatically query Active Directory for installation properties when they install. If you have not extended the Active Directory schema, you can use Windows Group Policy to add client installation settings to computers in your site. These settings will automatically be applied to any software update point-based client installations. You can publish the latest version of the client software to the software update point from the Configuration Manager console. Since we've already configured the WSUS server in the group policy, we just need to enable this client installation method in the Configuration Manager console. If the client software on the Configuration Manager 2007 site server is newer than that stored on the software update point, the Upgrade Client Package Version dialog box will appear. You should click Yes in this dialog box to publish the most recent version of the client software to the software update point. You can manually install the Configuration Manager 2007 client software on computers in your enterprise by using the ccmsetup.exe executable. This executable and its supporting files can be found in the SMS/client folder on the Configuration Manager 2007 site server and management points in your site. The ccmsetup.exe copies all necessary installation prerequisites to the client computer and calls client.msi to perform the client installation. In Configuration Manager 2007, you cannot run client.msi directly. You can specify command line properties for both ccmsetup.exe and client.msi to modify the behavior of the client installation. On this command line, the /mp property specifies which management point will supply the client installation files. The SMS site code property specifies which SCCM site the client should belong to. In this scenario, we're supplying the specific site code. You can also specify a site code of auto, which will force the client to determine its site code using Active Directory or the Configuration Manager server locator point. The DNS suffix property gives the domain name of the management point so that the client can find its management point using DNS. When configuring the client to find its management point through DNS, as we are doing here, you cannot use the auto site code. You must directly assign clients to a particular site, as we're doing. There are a number of log files you can reference to help troubleshoot client issues in Configuration Manager 2007. These are located on both the client computer and the Configuration Manager 2007 site server. On client computers that serve as management points, the client log files are located in the SMS_CCM/logs folder. On all other computers, the client log files are located in the WinDIR/System32/CCM/logs folder. The CCMEXE log file on the client shows that the manual installation succeeded because the CCMEXEC service started on the client. Determining your client deployment method is not the only consideration. We must also carefully plan the upgrade by addressing specific considerations. These considerations include native mode requirements as well as reporting requirements. Site modes are used to configure client-to-server communication. With SCCM, there are two site modes available, native mode and mixed mode. Native mode was introduced in SCCM to provide a higher level of security between clients and servers than mixed mode. Native mode should be used if you need the highest level of SCCM security or must support internet-based clients. There are some things to consider when planning your infrastructure for native mode. A prerequisite for native mode is that you must have a supporting public key infrastructure, referred to as PKI, that can deploy and manage the certificates required for native mode. The site server, specific site systems, computers, and devices in the Configuration Manager site must have a certificate that is managed independently from Configuration Manager. All clients and servers must have access to DNS to resolve the computer names of servers. DNS can also be used by clients to locate their management point if Configuration Manager is configured for DNS publishing. DNS publishing is practical for the following scenarios: when Active Directory domain services is not extended for SCCM, and when clients are from an untrusted domain or workgroup. It is useful to note that network load balancing or NLB management points cannot be published to DNS, so if clients cannot locate these from registry settings configured with group policy, or by using ccmsetup.exe command line options, they can locate NLB management points from a server locator point. WINS is not supported in native mode for name resolution or the means by which clients locate their management point. However, WINS is supported in native mode for clients that need to find a server locator point, and cannot obtain this information from a registry setting configured with group policy or by using ccmsetup.exe command line options. There are also some CCM dependencies for native mode. The site must be running CCM, and the site server must be configured with the site server signing certificate. Native mode is the default for all new sites when running SCCM setup. You can also migrate the site to native mode after installation. If the site is a child site, the parent site must be in native mode. To ensure that the parent site is in native mode, when upgrading a Configuration Manager hierarchy, you'll want to upgrade sites from top to bottom and ensure that a parent site is successfully running in native mode before migrating a child site to native mode. If the native mode primary site has secondary sites, the secondary sites will automatically be configured for native mode. Secondary sites inherit these sites' settings from their primary site, site mode, port configuration for client requests, and custom websites. If your site system servers have PKI certificates with their fully qualified domain names in the certificate subject name, you must configure the same fully qualified domain names of site systems in Configuration Manager 2007. Clients must be SCCM 2007. Clients running Systems Management Server 2003 are not supported. Client computers running Windows 2000 Professional or Windows 2000 Server cannot support native mode and will be unmanaged if they are assigned to a site that is configured for native mode. There are several steps you should address for deploying PKI for native mode. First, you should confirm your PKI can support the various certificates required for SCCM. Next, you should ensure the following computers in the SCCM site have a trusted root certification authority in common and intermediate certification authorities as needed: the site server, management points, distribution points, software update points, state migration points, all client computers and mobile client devices. Note that distribution points that are configured as site system shares rather than site system servers and branch distribution points do not use Internet Information Services and therefore do not require certificates. If you'll use a certificate revocation list or CRL, publish it where all computers can locate it. An optional but recommended step is to create or modify a certificate trust list or CTL in IIS to contain the root certification authorities used by clients on the system sites with the deployed web server certificates. Finally, there are several certificates you need to ensure are deployed. You'll need to deploy the site server signing certificate to the site server and determine how clients will retrieve it. Web server certificates need to be deployed to the following site systems: management points, distribution points, software update points, and state migration points. After the web server certificates have been deployed, IIS needs to be configured with the certificate. Client certificates need to be deployed to clients and management points. In addition, client device certificates need to be deployed for mobile client devices. In this demonstration, we'll look at the steps necessary to migrate to native mode. There are two site modes available for Configuration Manager sites: native mode and mixed mode. Mixed mode supports SMS 2003 clients and is the default mode when upgrading an existing SMS 2003 deployment. Mixed mode has no requirements for a public key infrastructure or PKI. After upgrading your site servers to System Center Configuration Manager 2007, you should start preparing your deployment for Configuration Manager's native mode. Native mode provides the highest level of Configuration Manager security and support for Internet-based clients. Native mode requires an existing public key infrastructure to support all the clients in the site and some of the site systems. When creating a new Configuration Manager environment, the PKI requirements must be in place prior to running setup on the site server. However, because our deployment has been upgraded from SMS 2003, it is running in mixed mode. If you set your site server to native mode without adequate preparation, clients will no longer be able to communicate with site servers. To assist in this process, we've included a number of checklists and other reference information in the SCCM help files. Refer to these files as you prepare your Configuration Manager deployment for native mode. The process starts with the actual decision of whether you should be running in mixed or native mode. Make sure you spend time with this decision because the migration to native mode is irreversible and removes all support for SMS 2003 site servers and clients. Native mode provides the ability to manage internet-based clients and provides the highest security controls using industry standard protocols. Your organization must remain in mixed mode if you do not have the supporting public key infrastructure, or if you have not installed the specific certificates required by Configuration Manager 2007. You must remain in mixed mode if the sites contain SMS 2003 clients, or if the site contains clients running Windows 2000 Professional or Windows Server 2000. If your site systems running IIS are not dedicated to Configuration Manager, you will not be able to configure a custom website for SCCM, which is recommended for native mode. SMS 2003 supported the use of WINS for client to locate their default management point. WINS is supported by Configuration Manager when in mixed mode, but is no longer supported if you migrate to native mode. In addition to the PKI, there are a few other prerequisites. If you're using fully qualified domain names for Configuration Manager site systems, which is required for internet-based client management and recommended on the intranet, all clients and servers must have access to DNS to resolve the computer names of the servers. DNS can also be used by clients to locate their default management point if Configuration Manager is configured for DNS publishing. Extending the Active Directory schema for Configuration Manager is not a requirement for native mode. However, it is much easier to configure clients for native mode when Configuration Manager is publishing to Active Directory Domain Services, which requires that the schema is extended for Configuration Manager 2007. For the contoso.com domain, we've already extended the schema when installing SCCM. Next, we must confirm that all the PKI certificates are in place. On this network, we haven't created any certificate yet, so we'll complete the entire process during this session. The certificate authority for the contoso.com domain has been installed on the SCA-DC-01 domain controller. Certificate support in Windows Server 2003 is installed using the Add Remove Windows Components wizard, accessible from the Add or Remove Programs console in the server's control panel. Since SCCM requires a very specific configuration for server and client certificates, we must start by creating a new certificate template based on the default computer template. Certificate templates are an integral part of an Enterprise Certification Authority, or CA, and they are an important element of the certificate policy for an environment, which is the set of rules and formats for certificate enrollment, use, and management. When a CA receives a request for a certificate, groups of rules and settings must be applied to that request to perform the requested function, such as certificate issuance or renewal. Certificate templates are the set of rules and settings that are configured on a CA to be applied against incoming certificate requests. Certificate templates also give instructions to the client on how to create and submit a valid certificate request. We'll access this computer certificate template several times during this process, so I'll make sure that the new template uses a display name that we'll readily recognize. This first template will be used by SCCM site servers, and because we'll require forest-wide access to this template, we'll publish the certificate in Active Directory. Templates stored in Active Directory are available for use by every CA in the forest. This allows the CA to always have access to the current standard template and ensures homogeneous application of certificate policy across the forest. By default, the computer certificate template populates information in the certificate based on what is in Active Directory. The site system certificate requires specific strings in the certificate, so we'll require that the administrator provides this information when the certificate is created. The computer template also includes a number of extensions, such as the application policies for client and server authentication. SCCM does not require these extensions, so we'll remove them. The key purpose of the certificates that will be created from this template is document signing. Certificates can be requested by any subject that has at least read and enroll permissions for the corresponding certificate template. Since the certificates based on this template are used to guarantee the identity of the SCCM site systems, we don't want computers to automatically get approval when requesting certificates based on this template. After creating the template, we must enable it before the certificate authority can issue certificates based on it. Notice that in the Enable Certificate Templates dialog box, the intended purpose of the ConfigMGR Site Server Signing Certificate is document signing. With the certificate template now available at the CA, we'll return to the Configuration Manager server to request the certificate. The certificate enrollment website is available by browsing to http://the-server-name/CERTSRV. The site requires authentication to determine read and enrollment permissions for the available certificates. The server will allow any domain user account to log on and request the certificate we need for the SCCM site system, but an administrator account is required to store the certificate in the local computer store, which we'll see in a moment. First, we must request a new certificate for this server. The default certificate type offered by the CA is a user certificate. Since we need to choose from the other available certificate templates, we'll submit an advanced certificate request. From the advanced certificate request page, we can specify the certificate template created earlier. For the identifying information on this template, it's very important that this exact wording is used, because this forms the certificate's subject name, which is used to identify the site server signing certificate. If the name field does not read, the site code of this site server is SCA, SCCM will not accept the certificate when we try to enable native mode on this site. Under Key Options, we must select the Store Certificate in the Local Computer Store option. This is the process that must be completed using a user account with administrator permissions on the computer. The friendly name will help us recognize the certificate request in the Certification Authority Console on SEA-DC-01. We'll submit the request to the CA and take note of the request ID on the Certificate Pending page. Now we can return to the Certificate Authority server to complete the next step. From the CA console, the requested certificate is now waiting in the Pending Requests container. Since we disallowed automatic issuance when creating the certificate template, a domain administrator must manually issue the certificate. The process of certificate request and issuance occurs rather quickly in this small demonstration environment, so we can return to the web interface to view the status of the pending certificate request. We have only the one pending request for this server, and the certificate has been issued by the CA. To apply this certificate to the server, we have to install it from the Certificate Issued page. The interface reports that the new certificate has been successfully installed on the Configuration Manager server. This process must be completed on every SCCM server in the environment. The site server signing certificate process is now complete for this server. SCCM Native Mode also requires the installation and deployment of a web server certificate. This certificate can be automatically deployed to Configuration Manager IIS servers based on group membership, so we'll start by creating a new group. In this demonstration, there's only one server being used in the SCCM environment, so we could just create and install these certificates to the single computer account. However, in a production environment, it's likely that various servers will host the Configuration Manager 2007 IIS services. It's therefore a good practice to assign permissions to a group and add the site systems that require the same type of certificate. Creating a security group for these servers enables you to assign permissions so that only these servers can use these certificates. We'll name this security group Config MGR IIS Servers. Then we can manually add site systems to this group as needed, without manually configuring permissions for individual computers. Now we'll return to the Certification Templates console to create a new certificate template for the Configuration Manager web server. The CA already hosts a template specifically for web servers, so we'll base our new template on the existing template. Similar to the previous site server signing certificate, we need to customize several options within the template, so we don't want to just modify the default template. We'll use the template display name again to easily identify this template later in the process, and we'll publish the certificate in Active Directory to keep it available to all CAs throughout the forest. By default, the web server template requires you to manually supply information for the certificate. However, this certificate will be deployed automatically based on membership of the Config MGR IIS server security group. In the subject name format list, select Common Name If you will use fully qualified domain names for site systems in Configuration Manager, which is required for internet-based client management and recommended for clients on the intranet. Alternately, you may select the Fully Distinguished Name option if you will not use fully qualified domain names in the Configuration Manager. From the Security tab, we must now configure very specific settings for the availability of this IIS server certificate. First, we don't want user accounts, such as members of domain or enterprise administrators, to request certificates based on this template. We'll still allow read and write permissions on the template, so we can see and modify the template. The only group that we want to be able to request certificates based on this template is the Configuration Manager IIS Servers Security Group. The group should be allowed read, enroll, and auto-enroll permissions. Before the template can be used, we have to enable the certificate template on the certification authority. Note that the intended purpose for the certificate is server authentication. This, combined with the document signing certificate created earlier, provides the key security benefits available with Configuration Manager 2007 Native Mode. The available certificate templates available to the computer will only be available after a system reboot, so we'll reboot the server now and return to the demonstration shortly. Client deployment reports require a fallback status point. The fallback status point is a site system role in SCCM that receives state messages from clients in the event that they are unable to communicate with their management point. This scenario might occur for several reasons. These include if the client failed to install properly, failed to be assigned to a site, failed to locate its management point, if there was a connectivity problem between the client and management point, the management point was configured incorrectly, or if the client was blocked by the SCCM administrator. The client may also not be able to communicate with the management point if using native mode and the certificates are not configured properly. Native mode certificates will be discussed in more detail later in this session. In addition to sending state messages when there is a problem, the client will send a state message to the fallback status point when it is successfully installed. In this scenario, the client will also report if a restart is required to complete the installation. State messages sent to the fallback status point are forwarded to the site server so that administrators can identify any client or communication issues that need to be resolved. The information gathered from the fallback status point is displayed in reports with the category of client information. Clients must be specifically assigned a fallback status point using ccmsetup.exe command line options. Even if you have extended the Active Directory schema for SCCM, you must assign the fallback status point to clients using ccmsetup.exe command line options. In this demonstration, we'll look at steps to complete preparation for SCCM native mode. On the Configuration Manager server, we can now use the Certificates MMC console for the local computer to request the IIS server certificate based on the new template. After the reboot, the Config MGR Web Server Certificate template is available using the Certificate Request Wizard. Since we specified that this template will automatically populate based on the information in Active Directory, we only need to provide a friendly name for this certificate, which helps us identify the certificate later. The certificate request is processed immediately by the CA, and then we get confirmation that the certificate request was successful. Now that we have the certificate available on the server, we need to open the IIS console to configure the web server to use this certificate for directory security. Enabling this level of directory security on the web server will restrict access to the directories to only the Configuration Manager site servers and the SCCM 2007 clients. This will deny any unauthorized access to the information available on those web pages. The IIS Certificate Wizard guides us through the required information to complete this process. Since the certificate already exists on this server, we'll assign the existing certificate. The wizard only displays one available certificate that can be used by the web server's directory security. We can identify the certificate as the one we created by checking the friendly name column. We'll keep the default SSL port as 443, which will allow clients to access the Configuration Manager sites using HTTPS addressing. The wizard now has the information it needs to apply the certificate to the default web server's directory security. Now all of the required certificates for the Configuration Manager server are in place. With all of the server certificates in place, we can continue with the migration to native mode, although the clients would not be able to connect to Configuration Manager until they also have the required certificates. For the clients, you should configure auto-enrollment of a computer certification template using group policy. Similar to the previous group policy assignment, we're using the best practice of creating a new group policy for custom settings rather than editing the default domain policy. By assigning this group policy at the domain level, you will apply it to all computers in the domain. However, on a production environment, you can restrict the auto-enrollment so that it enrolls only on selected computers by either assigning the group policy at an organizational unit level, or you can filter the domain group policy with a security group so that it applies only to the computers in the group. If you restrict auto-enrollment, remember to include the server that it is configured as a management point. For this process, we'll create a new automatic certificate request policy for the Configuration Manager clients. This automatic certification process will create a computer certificate for all computers with this GPO assigned to it, so it can communicate directly with Configuration Manager running in native mode. Since this computer certificate automatic enrollment process is pushed using group policy, we can run GP update on the local computers to refresh and apply the new policy. Now we can open the certificate console to verify that the certificate has installed on the computer. Typically, once the GPO is created, it will be applied the next time group policy is refreshed on the client based on the default group policy refresh period or when the client computer restarts. This certificate needs to be installed on the Configuration Manager site servers also, so we'll refresh the group policies on SEA-SMS-01. With the policy refreshed, we should be able to refresh the Certificates console to see the client authentication certificate installed on the local machine. Now that all the required PKI certificates are in place and have been verified, we can return to the Configuration Manager console and address the rest of the preparation needed prior to migrating the SCCM site to native mode. So far, we've explored the reasons to implement native mode versus mixed mode, and we've checked to make sure that the site meets all the native mode prerequisites and that all the public key infrastructure certificates are in place. The ideal polling interval, especially when migrating a site to native mode, is 60 minutes. While this does increase network traffic, it's important to allow client computers to acquire the new site mode communications. Note that the default value for the client communications is 60 minutes, so this only applies if you've increased the polling interval in an attempt to reduce network traffic. Configuration Manager 2007 sites can be configured to use custom websites for client-to-site system communications for interoperability with other server services installed on Configuration Manager site systems that require IIS. It's important to decide if custom websites will be implemented during the deployment of Configuration Manager 2007 sites early in the planning stages. The use of a custom website is a site-wide operation and requires the manual creation of a custom website on every site system within the site that requires IIS for regular operations. Because Configuration Manager 2007 clients can roam from site to site, it may be necessary to implement custom websites for every site in the hierarchy. You can change the port numbers used by Configuration Manager 2007 clients to communicate with site systems that use HTTP and HTTPS for communication. You can specify both a default port and an alternative port to use if communication using the default port fails. You can specify settings for both HTTP unsecured and HTTPS secured data communications. The default values for these ports are 80 for HTTP traffic and 443 for HTTPS traffic. Do not change the port numbers in Configuration Manager 2007 without understanding the consequences. For example, changing the port numbers for the client request services might result in clients being unable to connect to Configuration Manager 2007 site systems, resulting in them becoming unmanaged. If you decided to create a custom website as discussed earlier, that site must be created on all site systems before enabling the custom website setting on this page. If no custom website exists and this option is selected, clients will not be able to communicate with the site systems. The Fallback Status Point, or FSP, receives state messages from Configuration Manager 2007 clients when they fail to communicate with a management point. The state messages sent to the Fallback Status Point provide administrators with information about client status. Server locator points are used in a Configuration Manager 2007 hierarchy to complete site assignment and help clients locate management points when clients cannot locate that information through Active Directory domain services. The server locator point is configured as a site systems role similar to the management point, reporting point, and fallback status point configured in the previous demonstration. Many of the settings distributed to clients rely on the Active Directory Schema extensions for Configuration Manager 2007, so you'll save yourself a lot of time by extending the schema. If you decide not to extend the schema, you'll need to reinstall all clients manually to ensure a number of additional options required by SCCM in native mode. The SCCM 2007 Mobile Device Management feature requires a number of configuration steps before you can distribute the mobile device client and manage mobile devices. With all of these settings in place, creating the web server certificate and configuring the client agents for Configuration Manager native mode, we're now ready to configure the site server to use native mode. Let's return to the Site Mode tab of the Site Properties dialog box, where we define whether SCCM will be operating in native mode or mixed mode, and the site mode related settings. Site modes are used to specify how clients will communicate with the site. Note that when we select native mode, the options available change to configure the certificate settings required for native mode. The first step that native mode requires is to specify the site server signing certificate required for the site to use native mode operation. This certificate must already be deployed to the site server externally to Configuration Manager 2007, and the value in the subject field must contain this exact string. The site code of this site server is SEA. You cannot configure native mode without specifying this certificate. There are two methods available to specify the server certificate. First, you can browse to the certificate store on the site server so that you can select the site server signing certificate from the list of certificates displayed. Specifying the wrong certificate could result in the site being unmanaged, so the certificate you select will be validated by making sure the certificate is within its validity period and has not expired, the certificate has the correct certificate subject name, which includes the site code of the site, and the certificate purpose includes document signing. The second method is to use a thumbprint. If you cannot browse to the site server's certificate store, for example, you do not have appropriate permissions, but you have the certificate's thumbprint, you can enter it here. The thumbprint must be entered as a sequential string of hexadecimal characters. To eliminate typing errors, copy and paste the string from the certificate itself. When you enter the thumbprint, Configuration Manager 2007 will attempt to match it with a valid certificate on the site server's certificate store. If this is successful and the certificate is validated successfully, the friendly name will be displayed against the certificate option. When the Configuration Manager 2007 site is operating in native mode, operating system deployment clients require root certification authority certificates for the certification authorities used with the configuration management. This process requires that you export the trusted root certificate to a DER-encoded binary X509 file and then link the star.cer file to the site's operating system deployment setting. Select the Enable CRL checking on clients if you have decided that Configuration Manager 2007 native mode clients will use a certificate revocation list. The publishing and maintenance of a CRL is an integral part of public key infrastructure and external to Configuration Manager 2007. Do not enable this option until you have confirmed that a CRL is supported in your PKI environment. The Allow HTTP Communication for Roaming and Site Assignment option specifies whether native mode client computers can use HTTP if they roam to a mixed mode site so that they can communicate with the resident management point for content location and download content from that site's distribution points. HTTP is required for communication with a server locator point, which is required for site assignment if the Active Directory schema is not extended for Configuration Manager 2007, and also if native mode client computers use a network load balancing management point on the intranet and cannot locate this from Active Directory domain services. The default for this option is not to allow HTTP communication for roaming and site assignment. The certificate store specifies the location of the client certificate to use in native mode. The default location is the personal store in the computer certificate store. If the client certificate has been deployed to an alternate location in the computer store, that alternate location must be specified. The certificate criteria option specifies the selection criteria to use if more than one valid certificate is found in the specified certificate store. The default setting is to check only the certificate purpose. This option does not use the subject name or the subject alternative name when selecting certificates. Instead, certificates are selected only on the intended purpose of the certificate, which must include client authentication. The string match in the subject name or subject alternative name field in the certificate is a case-insensitive match. This selection criteria is appropriate if you're using the fully qualified domain name of a computer and you want the certificate selection to be based on the domain suffix, for example, contoso.com. However, you can use this selection method to identify any string of sequential characters that differentiate from the certificate from others in the client certificate store. The attribute identification is case-sensitive match on the subject name or subject alternative name field in the certificate. This selection criteria is appropriate for using a X.500 distinguished names or equivalent OIDs, object identifiers, in accordance with RFC 3280, and you want the certificate selection to be based on the attribute values. Specify only the attributes and their values that you require to uniquely identify or validate the certificate and to differentiate the certificate from others in the client certificate store. The order in which the attributes are entered has no significance. The If Multiple Certificates Match Criteria setting specifies the action to take if Configuration Manager finds more than one valid certificate based on the setting specified. There are two options available when this situation occurs. If you use the Select Any Certificates That Matches option, then when multiple certificate matches are found, one will be chosen at random. If a connection is not successfully made with the certificate, the other certificates found will not be tried, and the client will send an error message to its assigned fallback status point. By default, the client will fail selection and send an error message. In this case, none of the certificates will be used to attempt a connection. Instead, the client will not attempt communication with its management point, and it will send an error message to its assigned fallback status point. The Configuration Manager 2007 site is now running in native mode. When you're configuring your server, make sure you use the steps listed here under Configuration Manager Client Configuration and in the configuration checklists available in the help files to make sure that you're able to achieve the proper configuration and to minimize downtime. There are several options for deploying SCCM client software. You need to examine these options and determine which one you will use in your organization. SUP client deployment is a new deployment method with SCCM that uses the new software update point. Group policy deployment allows you to deploy client software using Active Directory group policy organizational units. Client push installation has been improved since SMS 2003, making it easier and more convenient to use. If you are going to use SCCM native mode, a correct PKI must be in place. In addition, other certificate requirements are necessary. Client deployment with SCCM now has reporting capabilities that allow you to better monitor your client deployment status. This reporting feature requires the fallback status point to be configured. To get more information about the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information about Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/MGT-301 for more information about books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan which has links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the Basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to become a Fully Certified Systems Administrator, or MCSA, or Systems Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. The new Microsoft Certified Technology Specialist, MCTS, or Microsoft Certified IT Professional, MCITP, credentials provide IT professionals with a simpler and more targeted framework to showcase their technical skills in addition to the skills that are required for specific job roles. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you may find interesting. To help explain this further, here's Ian Brackenbury, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus is an essential, premium, web-enabled, and live support resource that provides IT professionals with fast and easy access to Microsoft experts, software, and technical information, enhancing IT productivity, control, and planning. With convenient access to all these resources in one online location, TechNet Plus provides you with what you need to help you evaluate products and learn new skills, plan for and deploy new technologies, and support and maintain your IT environment. For evaluation and learning, you get access to all Microsoft full-version software for evaluation without time limits. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full-version software, you can make informed decisions about new technologies at your own pace. You also receive access to the latest betas before public release. Be the first to try out the latest pre-release versions of Microsoft operating systems, servers, and business applications. TechNet Plus also offers quarterly training resources, including select Microsoft e-learning courses for free, so you can keep your skills current, prepare for a certification exam, or get ready for a specific project. For planning and deployment, the TechNet Library includes resources to help you plan for and deploy new technologies in your IT environment, including a complete knowledge base, resource kits, utilities, and technical training. You also get exclusive tools like System Center Capacity Planner to accurately plan for and deploy Exchange Server and System Center Operations Manager. And to stay informed, your subscription also includes a free subscription to TechNet Magazine, the Microsoft Journal for IT professionals. For support and maintenance, TechNet Plus comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. You can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve your mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. You can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to your technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. You also get access to TechNet library resources to help you support and maintain your IT environment, including security updates and service packs. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation software and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. For more information or to purchase a TechNet Plus subscription, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions.